Abraham mentioned no. And his answer was correct in the sense that the Nabi of the time is the most knowledgeable from amongst all his people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked this answer because the etiquette was that he attributes the answer to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should have answered the fish coming back to life and going into the water, and that also in a very astonishing way. When it went into the water, it left like a tunnel, the sign of a tunnel. We all know if something drops into the water, immediately the water closes up after that thing has fallen into the water. But here, the surrounding water, from the, why? Because the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Khadir alayhi salam was of a different type to that which Musa alayhi salam was granted. Khadir alayhi salam was granted the knowledge of takween, which is called the ilm takweeni. Ilm takweeni is the knowledge of the realm of the creation where the concerning the management of the creation of Allah. And I will be doing things in the light of ilm takweeni, which many a time will be contrary and in conflict with ilm tashri'i. That is why from the beginning he told Musa alayhi salam, you won't last long with me. You won't be able to now stay with me. You will always be objecting to what I am doing, because you will be seeing everything in the light of the laws of Sharia. Ask any questions. But anyway, don't take me to task. In other words, give me another chance. They carry on, they see a young boy. Khadir alayhi salam kills him. A young boy, innocent young boy, and Khadir alayhi salam just kills the boy. Where could Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tolerate this? Immediately he says, how can you just kill an innocent young child? And that all are so inconsiderate. We are travelers, they are not showing any hospitality to us, and yet you do them this favor of fixing up their wall. On that, Khadir alayhi salam says, now it is the point of separation, now you cannot stay with me anymore. Hada firaku baini wa baini. And then he explains the reasons why he did each of those three actions. The first one, damaging that ship, it was Allah's will that Allah replace him with better offspring, which will be more pure and more kind and compassionate. Then the third incident concerning the wall, it was, there was a treasure buried under the wall which belonged to two orphans. If that wall had to collapse, that treasure would have been exposed and people would have usurped the possession at east and west of that time. And who was Dhulqarnain? Actually, what was his name? This hasn't been mentioned clearly in the Quran and Majid. People have given some opinions of theirs. Some say he was the great Alexander the Great, as he is called. But this is incorrect, because he was a Greek who was a polytheist. Then a time will come when this wall will crumble and disintegrate, and then the fitna of Ya'juj Ma'juj will then occur on the world, and they will plunder and cause great corruption on the earth. These things have been mentioned in under the major signs of Qiyamah. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of Surah Al-Kahf mentions concerning the kuffar, those who do refute many of the wrong beliefs of the of those who are of the mushrikeen and the kuffar, and also mentions the incidents of many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The incident of Zakariya alayhi salam is mentioned here, which was mentioned in the third para already. Maryam alayhi salam, who was dedicated for the service of deen, was placed in the custody of Zakariya alayhi salam. Subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them a son, Yahya alayhi salam, who was granted nabuwat also, and his qualities and attributes have also been mentioned here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions further details of that same incident, that he asked that, what, how will this happen? I am so old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, no, in your old age, and your wife, not you have to take her on, rutab dates will fall, and this will be your food. Then she is still told to go back to her people, and if anybody tries to accuse her of wrong, don't say anything, don't reply, but just make a child. And then Allah Ta'ala miraculously made Isa alayhi salam speak while he was just a newborn child, an infant. He mentioned in over and over, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, O my beloved father. So from the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, there is great lessons to be learned, especially for the da'i, those who are doing the work of propagation of the deen of Islam, of Tawheed, that how they should be, how, with what wisdom, with what forbearance and patience, tahajjud, that his feet used to also swell up. Allah Ta'ala says, you don't have to now put yourself under so much difficulty and so much pain. We haven't revealed the Quran for that purpose. The Quran is tadkiratan liman yakhsha. It is an advice and admonishment for those who have the khashiyat and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, in great detail, Allah ta'ala has been mentioned. It was mentioned previously, the Kitab is not a book, the Quran Majid is not just a historical book. That is why events are not mentioned in sequence. Here the incident of Musa alayhi salam is also mentioned, but here also not in sequence of occurrence. For example, it starts with the incident when he is returning from Madian, where he had to flee from Egypt, and he makes dua for his brother also. He says, my tongue is not very clear, and as an assistant, send my brother Harun also with me. Allah Ta'ala grants Harun alayhi salam also nabuwat, and they are sent to Fir'aun to propagate the message of Haqq. Particularly mentioned here is فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّيِّنًا. Although he was a great tyrant, so of Salam, he strikes his staff on the water and the water splits open and they go through. Fir'aun pursues with his army and they are all drowned. All these incidents are mentioned here. Then the Musa alayhi salam, when he goes to fetch the Torah, in his absence, a person by the name of Samiri, whose name is mentioned here, he misleads the Bani Israel, brought to life back in a state of blindness. Allah Ta'ala will say that because when our verses reached you, you forgot, and today you will also be forgotten and you will be put into this type of punishment. In the last page, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَبُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ سبحانه وتعالى. A person can't think that I am doing, so let them do what they want to know. It is your obligation and responsibility to also constantly remind them. Allah Ta'ala grant us.
The trousers below our ankles. Of course, we may do it non-intentionally.
I am nothing. That is a proof that person has got the great love of Allah Ta'ala. Is shayar mein ye hidayat hai ke makhlooq mein kha kis qadar shohra aur qabool ho. In this poem is this hidayat, this guidance, that no matter how you become accepted by the people of the world and how they praise you and how they sing your praise, to be restless all the time. And with that you are so restless, but not a sign of a tear from your eyes. Not from your, like when a person is crying, how his face is frowning. No, nothing like that. But you are all the time restless within yourself. There is a very important poem, this. Is shayar se ye hidayat mili, from this. There is no tears from your eyes. There is no frowning on your face. Nothing like that. You are not even lifting your hands. You are just making muraqabah. And you are making dua. Especially for TV and all this terrible fitness. Hazrat Shaykh used to prescribe muraqabah dua. To sit and make dua for the ummah, for mankind. And in that, nothing can reach that stage. And now, this is also a thing. What Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, during the days of the past, and still many places, India, Pakistan, all these places, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, all these places where Islam is still, mashallah, very much alive. For piety, people wear a blanket, like a shawl. And many times, you forget all that. Hazrat Mir Sahib says that one person, somebody bumped him in Tawaf. So he looked with angry eyes at that person. That person turned around, he said, what else you'll get in Tawaf? This is all you're going to get. People going to bump you, trap onto your toes and that. Those are the things to make you, to be littered, to...